Can't beat Raven.
All right, Taylor, we have $2,500 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Taylor.
Okay. He's walking out of here. We're in a soundproof studio. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, $2,500. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Number one, Nicolas Cage was kicked out of a Las Vegas restaurant for being drunk and unruly. He won an Oscar for portraying a drunk. What was that 1995 movie called?
Leaving Las Vegas.
Number two, Anderson Cooper says that he will follow in his mother's footsteps and not leave an inheritance to his children. Who was Anderson Cooper's mother?
Gloria Vanderbilt.
Number three, it's Banned Books Week, a celebration of the freedom to read whatever you'd like. 13 Reasons Why was a Netflix smash hit, but it's based on a book by Jay Asher. The main character, Hannah Brown, left behind a box of what to tell her story?
Letters.
Number four, Freddy Krueger's famed razor glove and Michael Myers' mask are hitting the auction block in November. Also, the Elf costume that Will Ferrell wore in the movie Elf. In Elf, what iconic actor played Papa Elf?
Ed Asbury.
Number five, the cosmetic company MAC announced a partnership with Whitney Houston's estate to put out a makeup line. What does MAC stand for?
I don't remember.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, so Taylor only got two right.
Not too good, Taylor. Let's see how I do. $2,500.
Number one, Nicolas Cage was kicked out of a Las Vegas restaurant for being drunk and unruly.
Yeah, it kind of happens.
Uh-huh. Does it?
It does with Nicolas Cage and Vince Neil all the time.
He won an Oscar for portraying a drunk. What was that 1995 movie called?
Leaving Las Vegas. Terribly depressing.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Number two, Anderson Cooper says that he will follow in his mother's footsteps and not leave an inheritance to his children. Who was Anderson Cooper's mother?
Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yes, you guys are tied. Number three, it's Banned Books Week, a celebration of the freedom to read whatever you'd like. 13 Reasons Why was a Netflix smash hit, but it's based on a book by Jay Asher. The main character, Hannah Brown, left behind a box of what to tell her story?
Letters?
Cassettes.
Okay.
Number four, Freddy Krueger's famed razor glove and Michael Myers' mask are hitting the auction block in November. Also, the Elf costume that Will Ferrell wore in the movie Elf.
Okay.
In Elf, what iconic actor played Papa Elf?
Bob Newhart.
Right. Number five, the cosmetic company MAC announced a partnership with Whitney Houston's estate to put out a makeup line. What does MAC stand for?
I have no idea.
Makeup Art Cosmetics.
I'll remember next time.
Oh, Taylor, he beats you 3-2, and there are so many people right now in the car shaking their head because they knew they could have taken you down today, Raven.
Well, you know, it's different again when the lights are on. You know, it's real easy when there's no pressure.
Taylor, we're going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
This is Taylor, and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,600 tomorrow.
It's a whole lot of cash. Do you have what it takes to take him down? Make sure you're listening after noon and after 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. We'll hook you up with the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.